Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Team PXY. Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible, and determined 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
Corey, do you want my help or not?
Corey James, an overly cautious yet opinionated family guy who's being forced to grow up.
Don't get so defensive. I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking the advice.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Time to get into Team PXY bad dates, and we've mentioned on the show before how, I don't know, most of the time I would say when you first get into a relationship, Breezy, you call it the period of lying, right?
Yeah, it's like a couple months where you just lie about everything to make yourself seem like a cool girl and like you're chill and there's nothing that bothers you.
Well, okay, I don't know if it's necessarily lying. That seems a little aggressive.
Okay, it's fibbing.
But you may lead on that you enjoy certain activities more than maybe you really do. And what typically happens is you're together for a little bit and then you never do those things ever again, right? That's how it plays out.
Like, didn't your wife pretend to be into golf or something?
Yep, we went to the driving range. How many times do you think we've gone to the driving range in our entire relationship?
Just one time.
That's right. But it's about creating connection with that person, right? In the beginning, it's such a fragile thing, and you are just trying to make as many connections as possible, trying to find as much common ground as you can.
Fake it till you make it.
So that is why this happens. However, there's a big difference between going to the driving range once and hitting a few balls and what Shelly had to experience. Good morning, Shelly. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Do you think that you're going to stop this thing where you pretend to like stuff that the new person you're dating is into just to try to connect with them after this experience?
I think it probably would be safe if I did that.
All right. Let's get a little background here. How long have you guys been dating? Let's start with that.
Well, we've been dating for over a month now.
Okay, so you're still in the lying stage.
The lying stage. Some call it the honeymoon period. Breezy calls it the lying stage.
Just keeping it real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely call it that.
Okay.
Look, we hit it off, and we were talking a little bit about our favorite things on, like, our first couple of dates. He mentioned he liked, you know, the outdoors, and he was an outdoorman, and, like, loved camping. And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of camping or being outside, but I played it off like I was.
Yeah.
Shelly, who are you,
because, man? Yeah, I was going to say, like Breezy said, like, you know, the first couple of dates, you're getting to know someone.
Right.
So you kind of give, like, a few white lies, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
By the way, there's also a big difference between not being, quote, the biggest fan of camping and also not liking to be outside really in general.
Despising it, truly. You know, there's a little gray area there that we're going to have to figure out. But
you probably thought, I'll be a trooper here. I'll try something new.
Okay. Correct.
Definitely. I didn't know what was going to happen was going to happen.
Well, obviously.
Sure.
So our relationship started, you know, to progress naturally. And, you know, he asked me if I wanted to go camping with him for the weekend. And I wasn't super excited, but obviously at the time I was like, oh my God, yeah, sounds amazing. Yeah.
Well, would this,
love it.
Would this be, again, you'd only been dating for a month or so. Was this your first like trip together? Because that's kind of a big deal too.
Yeah, it was like our first.
Okay.
Would you qualify camping weekend as a trip?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're going
there's
to.
There's no bed. There's no hotel. Like,
it's still a trip. You're going somewhere that you don't normally go. It's, I think that's what defines a trip, but okay.
Okay.
Weird in the logistics.
All right.
Breeze is like, no, it's called a punishment. Okay, so you're in. You're like, all right, let's go camp.
You're like, yay, I'm so excited. I can't even stand it.
I'm like Meredith from Parent Trap.
Yes! Oh, my God! I'm obsessed with you.
Yep, you're now Breezy's favorite person.
Oh, God, I love it.
You know what? So I was like, okay, I'll get a cute outfit. So here we go. So now we're at this campsite, and I brought, you know, like snacks and a bunch of food for the weekend, just trying to be, you know, smart and plan ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Because
yeah.
You're in the wilderness.
And, right.
Yeah, and he literally looked me dead in the face and was like, you can't bring any of that.
What?
Why? Is he afraid of bears?
Well, I mean, any person, I guess, that goes camping would think that, but he looked at me and said we were going to hunt and gather our food.
Oh, no.
Hunt and gather.
I'm like, what?
Me every Saturday at like 2 a.m. hunting and gathering in my own kitchen. Wait, what?
At this point, you had to be washed over with immediate regret. Like, no, this is not going.
Did you go white in the face?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I started laughing because I'm like, this guy obviously is joking.
Please be kidding.
He's being fully serious.
Yeah.
Like, me leaves my Cheez-Its behind.
Oh, I hate that for you.
Not the Cheez-Its.
So I'm panicking because my grandmother's one of her favorite shows is Alone, which she's made me watch with her. Oh. And I'm like, I'm going to be extremely hangry, like hangry and hungry.
Right.
And if I'm not able to eat, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this going to be that kind of situation where I'm like trying to hunt for food?
Yeah, what are you guys going to have? Rabbit? Like squirrel? Oh, delicious. Can't wait for this.
Oh my gosh. So the best part of this is that he claims to be this like amazing outdoorsman.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just said that you are not allowed to bring food and you must hunt and gather for everything.
Oh, right?
So yeah, a little hardcore about
this. He must be pretty intense.
He's intense, but let me tell you, he did not pitch a tent. And he's struggling.
This is not some kind of weird euphemism here, is it? No.
No. And I'm sitting here with my stomach making like the loudest noises ever. And I'm just like, okay, he can't even pitch a tent.
Oh,
we're
no.
never getting
no.
food.
No.
Oh no. Okay. Well, I can just imagine it. He's like throwing the poles all over the woods and just kicking dirt on them and screaming.
I mean, even I can pitch a tent and I'm not like, you know, an outdoors gal. But okay. It's not that
bad. Yeah, and he's like, so he's getting angry with me now. And I'm just like, okay, so I'm on you do.
Yeah, you're not the expert here. What do you mean?
Right. So I didn't claim to be this like person that could chop down trees and everything, but
you're
whatever.
You're like sitting on a log in your Lululemons. You're like, I don't know what's going on.
My fan battery's going to die out soon, so let's get this going.
Oh my gosh. And so by the time he gets it up, it's dinner time. And by dinner time, I mean he wants us to go fishing.
Oh,
gosh. By dinner.
Okay. Like literally physically fishing for sure. Dinner. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he caught a big delicious bass.
Big bass. Big bass energy.
Oh no. Because we were out there for 2 hours. He didn't even catch a tadpole, not even like a piece of trash. Like nothing caught on.
Oh no.
You're like, I'll eat this soda can, I guess. I don't know.
Literally I'm like, I'm panicked. I just want my snacks, but you won't let me have. And I'm looking at him like, what are we going to do? Like, it's getting late. It's getting dark. We haven't eaten. And he's just like, well, we're going to have to gather.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
this
just
is the
like,
part of the gathering.
Yeah.
What, like, bark? Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, I saw some berries on a tree.
That seems super dangerous.
What is this, the forbidden fruit? What are you, marrying Joseph?
No, like, this is legit dangerous. You know you can't just, like, eat any berries you find in the woods, right? Some are poisonous.
Yeah.
And they're on a tree. Yeah. I don't have a ladder. What are you, I'm going to climb the tree.
She's like, will you basket toss me up to the tree?
I'm, like, I'm starving. I'm like, this is like a workout. I turn white as a ghost, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? Like,
At what point were you like, this is a bit? Like, this, I'm on a hidden reality
show.
Maybe he was testing. Maybe he was testing you. This is all a test to see how you handle stress. Okay. So you're wandering through the woods. You're looking for food. I'm sure it's going well.
So I'm wandering through the forest like Hansel and Gretel with a hungry stomach. And I'm looking for food. And this man, he starts making moves on me. And I'm
it was his second attempt to pitch a tent.
Okay, correct.
So now he's trying to have sex with me in the middle of, like, the forest. Well, and I'm just like, sir, I'm looking for starving.
Sir, priorities, please.
There's bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's like, this is not the time. This is not the place.
As your stomach's literally scaring off bears because it's rumbling so loud. That's insane. He's trying to bone you in the forest as you're literally withering away to nothing. Oh, my God.
Did you say, if I can go back to the car and get my cheese, it's fine?
He made me leave the cheeses behind though. They weren't even in the car.
You were getting nothing, sir. Nothing.
If I wasn't getting anything, he wasn't getting anything. Like,
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You denied. Mind you, they're only like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to paint the scene here. It's only been 4 hours, like, in the woods. Like, come on.
All right, so you've denied his romantic advances. You're back to trying to find barriers that aren't going to murder you.
So it's been actually like 6.5 hours.
She's like, I timed it.
The longest 6.5 hours of my life.
Wow. Okay.
It was definitely insane. We had, like, water and these, like, little canned sardines that he brought, whatever. It was awful, because apparently we were allowed to have the canned sardines he brought. So whatever.
Those are the emergency sardines, yeah.
Yeah, it was in his pack. But that night we went to bed in a crappy tent, starving, and needless to say, I just made my way back up to the car, like, broken, got my snacks, called an Uber, and left. I called an Uber, and I didn't care. I was either going to die of starvation out in the middle of the woods with this random annoying person that said he was a woodsman, and I was willing to just roll the dice.
Yeah, it's either you die of starvation or you die of, like, getting lost in the woods eaten by a bear. I don't know. I'd rather take my chances of getting food than die of starvation.
This may be the greatest ghosting story ever. This man woke up in the morning, presumably, and looked over, and you were just gone.
He can hear you crunching on Cheez-Its from a mile away.
I was going to say, I made my way downtown to get a Taco Bell.
Wow. Did he reach back out to you?
Yeah, like, what goes on?
So he was just like, hey, is everything okay?
Are you alive?
Honestly, never been better. Yeah. I'm fueled. I'm refreshed.
Yeah, I just said, you know, I got really cold at night, really hungry, couldn't sleep.
I learned I hated you.
There was a rock in my back.
Like, I felt like a prisoner. Like, I felt like I was being held captive.
When I tell you it was a crabby tent, I mean, like, one of those, like, $15
tents. It was just a tarp.
With, like, a pole in the... Yeah, it wasn't even, like, a nice tent.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I've never been more happy for someone eating Cheez-Its in my entire life. That's all I have to say.
I'm just glad you're okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!